Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 245, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever thou wast formed the earth, from everlasting thou art God, to everlasting our abode. And what follows, 245, 1, 2, and 5. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 2, the verses 40 through 52. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 2, the verses 40 through 52. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, as sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. We hope to remember in prayer the family of Mr. Hubrecht de Kock, who exchanged time for eternity in Bethesda at the age of 90 years on the evening of New Year's Day, and the family of Mrs. Neeltje de Kock, who exchanged time for eternity in Bethesda at the age of 88 years, also on the evening of New Year's Day. Mr. Adi van der Breinhorst, who was admitted to the hospital with COVID. Mrs. Ada Meljars, who was also admitted to the hospital with COVID. The Bethesda residents and staff. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou was granted on the first Sabbath day of this newly begun year, that the doors of thy house have been opened, a portion of the congregation may come up to thy house, and the greatest portion is called upon to listen along. Then thou hast made a difference with us and our children, with others. In the day of yesterday, then we have already stood on the cemetery around about an open grave to bury a beloved father. And it is written in thy holy word that the grave never says it is enough. Then there are three more from the church community that are awaiting to be brought to the grave. Then also on the first day of this newly begun year, then it has pleased thee to take out of the midst of Bethesda. Oh, then surely thy hand is heavy upon us, wherein 1 week that 4 times that the angel of death was sent and has ushered one into eternity, and that on the evening of the first day of this newly begun year, And then it has pleased thee to take out of this life a beloved father and a beloved mother and further family members. They have been ushered into eternity. Then we commend unto thee all the mourning families. Grant a place at thy footstool, where they may come with their sorrow and with their needs. Then thou art speaking in a special way. May we receive ears to hear and hearts to perceive. Where we have no continuing city, where we have yet just entered a new year, and that thou art speaking in a special way, O Lord. And may it please thee that these callings may be accompanied by the work of thy Holy Spirit. Do teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Then in the past week, the four that were taken out of this life, they have reached, they have surpassed the age of the strong. But we have also experienced different times that the very young and that the younger also taken away. And then for each and every one of us, then there is that one thing needful, Lord. Wilt thou remember and uphold the Bethesda family in these trying times when they are overwhelmed? Wilt thou place underneath thy everlasting arms, and wilt thou spread over them thy overshadowing wings? Remember the staff. Remember the residents. Remember all those that are sick. And may it please thee that the means may be blessed and that the callings may be sanctified. Then an older father and mother both have been taken to the hospital also with the virus, with many concerns. We humbly ask thee, may it please thee to bless the means. And when they are alone in this day, without the family circle, without visitors, oh, do uphold them. And may they be given to cry unto thee, and that they may receive a visit from heaven. Then it would be good, Lord, remember all our elderly ones. In the day of yesterday, thou was granted that our oldest member may remember and commemorate that thou was added an other year unto her years, also smitten with the virus. Then we may humbly ask thee that thou may remember her, remember her for body and for soul. Remember elderly ones in this week that hope to commemorate a special birthday. May they be humbled under thy sparing and under thy caring hand. Remember all those that are sick and that cannot come up to thy house in this day. And may it please thee to grant healing. Remember those that are having treatments, and may they be blessed. We commend unto thee all the handicapped, with all those that may care for them. And wilt thou remember all the mourning ones in our midst, O Lord. And may it be a year of thy sovereign good pleasure, that there may be more a mourning and a fear for sin, a hating and a fleeing of the same. Lord, we humbly ask thee, that thou may be mindful of us also in this day and in this morning hour, wilt thou grant a rich blessing upon thy holy word. Then the message still comes unto us, if ye will inquire, inquire, return, come, O Lord. And may it please thee then by the work of thy Spirit, that many among young and old, that they may be wrought upon, that by thy Spirit thou may take possession of their hearts, and then there shall be a willing people in the day of thy power, and that shall be a people that sheds many tears. That shall be a people that learn that on account of their sins, that they must miss thee, that thou art righteous, and yet a people that cannot miss thee. It is the work of thy Holy Spirit to teach sinners the need for that only mediator between God and man, O Lord. May it then be a year under thy solemn speaking in the midst of the manifold fears over the length and the breadth of the earth. May then our eyes be upon thee, but that it may be a year that many are gathered by word and by spirit, that many boys and girls, many of our youth, many of our elderly ones, many of the middle-aged, Lord, we all need the same thing. It is a solemn thought for one single soul to go lost eternally, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then there are still so many amongst us that are traveling on that broad way, perhaps even careless, even unconcerned. May it not be so many. May there be yet many that are given to ponder, that to be troubled concerning their soul, that may be yet given to pray. But, Lord, work mightily by thy Holy Spirit, that it may become reality, because thy work, that shall have value for time and for eternity. Wilt thou spare us, that we build not upon sandy foundations? Wilt thou remember thy children? Wilt thou grant that close, that tender, that dependent life, needing thee day by day? Then thy people have many reasons to be ashamed. Wilt thou grant those further leadings? May they need thee continually as their prophet, their priest, and their king. May they be administered out of thy fullness. Wilt thou grant grace for grace? Lord, remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. May there be a rich ingathering in this very day. And now in this morning hour, then we humbly ask thee for thy help. Send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion. wilt thou grant many a errands in hers. May thy word go forth with power divine. Wilt thou go from bench to bench, from chair to chair, from dwelling to dwelling, and from heart to heart. May this first Sabbath day, may it be a special, may it be an unforgettable Sabbath day, and may it be experienced that thou dwelleth richly amongst us, forsake and leave us not. Wilt thou grant tokens of thy divine favor, and what greater token could thou grant than when it would be heard that sons and daughters are born in Zion, and that thy children, that they may receive blessings for their soul. And then on the first Sabbath day, O Lord, then only on the third day of this year, then we have many sins to confess. May we receive an impression of the depth of our fall, of our sins. May we be given to cry for mercy. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 134, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace, and what follows. Psalter 134, the three stanzas, and today the extra collection is for the school. Thank you. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for Luke 2, the verses 41 through 51, and we shall read verse 49. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Our text words speak of the 12-year Jesus in the temple concerning his Father's business. With three thoughts in the first place, Jesus going to the temple. In the second place, Jesus remaining in the temple. And in the third place, Jesus instructing out of the temple. The 12-year Jesus in the temple concerning his Father's business. Jesus going to the temple. Jesus remaining in the temple. And Jesus instructing out of the temple. A beloved congregation, in our text words, then we have the first words spoken by Jesus. It does, of course, not mean that he has not spoken before, but the first words which the Holy Spirit has given in the Scriptures, and what a precious words they are. The first words of Jesus in the Scriptures, in the state of his humiliation, they begin with Father, and also the last words of Jesus in the state of his humiliation, I think, that our boys and girls, that they know, the last words of Jesus on the cross, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Then we have heard it out of this portion, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. What an humiliation for the Son of God. Where we read of him in Proverbs 8, verse 14. A counsel is mine and sound wisdom. The mystery of the two natures of Christ that cannot be fathomed. But that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was willing to come upon this earth, that people may be saved, and to that end, he has humbled himself so low, willing to be born as a little child, laid in the manger, a little child that had to learn to speak, that had to learn to walk as all other children. What a love declared for the church of God. Now in our text words, then by renewal it would be fulfilled. What was prophesied in the Old Testament in Haggai 2 verse 9. That the glory of the latter temple would be greater than the former. We have already seen it, boys and girls, that it was fulfilled when Joseph and Mary, when they have brought the 40-day-old Jesus to the temple. And now in our text words, then it is fulfilled by renewal. And that would not only be fulfilled in a literal sense, but that is also fulfilled in the work of grace, in the life of a child of God. Because when it pleases the Lord to begin, and may it please the Lord in the year 2021, that he may begin in many a heart, the hearts of young and old, and then we shall learn that we are sinners, that we are great sinners, that we have ruined everything, and it is true, because I read in Galatians 5 verse 6, that faith worketh by love, and then we shall learn that we cannot appear before the Lord as we are born, that the Lord requires a holy temple without sin, without blemish. Otherwise, we can never be accepted, but we must be cast away forever and ever. And then, on account of that new work, on account of the work of the Holy Spirit, then how busy we become, that we are given to build a new house, and that by our works, that the Lord may be pleased, and whatever is so unfitting, that is taken away. How busy that people become, how they are given to sigh and to cry. But in Haggai, he has prophesied that the glory of the latter temple, that shall be greater than the former. And what does the Spirit now do? Because I read in Jeremiah 45 verse 4, that everything that I have planted, I will pluck out, and what I have built, I will break down. Then that first house, the house of works, it must be completely, the Lord is free, the one a quick work, and another a slower work, but it is the same work. Whether a great storm comes and blows down a house, our children can understand it, or whether that house is broken down, that we first take the shingles, the plywood, piece by piece. But now, the latter house shall be the glory of the latter house, that shall be greater than the former. And in that way, a room is made for that precious mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, where such a one may learn how it is possible to be saved, that by our works, that we can never be saved, that it is grace and grace alone. That is that latter house, and that shall show forth in a special way the praises of the Lord. But now our text, because the prophet Malachi, he has also prophesied of the messenger of the covenant, that he will suddenly come to his temple, even the Lord whom ye seek. And that shall now be fulfilled by renewal in our text words. And now when Jesus was 12 years does not mean it is not written in the scriptures, but undoubtedly that he has come to the temple before. But when a son became 12 or 13 years old, then he became a son of the law. Then he became responsible. That is also instruction for our time. It is true. I read in Proverbs 22, verse 15, that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a youth. Of course, that does not apply to Jesus. But sometime it is heard when there is spoken about our youth, that older ones say we have also been young, and we are only young ones, but that is not according to the scriptures, because in Israel, when a boy 12 or 13 years old, then he became a son of the law, and then it was required that he would come up to the feast. 'Tis written in the Old Testament that all the males 12 years and older, but of course, when it was possible, then it was also the desire of the rest of the family, of course not always so easy, to come up to the feast. And to that end, then we read in this chapter that Joseph and Mary and Jesus, that they have come up to the feast of the Passover. Oh, that was the delight. Oh, a family that feared the Lord. That was not a burden. No, do we not read in different Psalms of the desire of the psalmist? Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. In Psalm 84, verse 10. Rather a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. It is exhorted in Hebrews 10, verse 25, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And now the Passover feast. Then, children, you know what was done, what was commemorated. Where a lamb was brought, and they were given to remember the wonderful works that the Lord has done in the days of old, where with an outstretched arm that the children of Israel, that they were delivered from the house of bondage. Ah, for the true Passover celebrants, a desire. How is that with us, congregation? Past year, very different circumstances. That for a long time, the whole congregation could not gather together. And what has that now wrought out? Has that now wrought a greater desire and a greater longing? More prayers, maybe a few tears for the house of God? Or do we get a little used to it? Not such a burden. How is it, boys and girls? Are you glad when you may come to church with a prayer that the Lord may convert you? But now for the true Israelites, three feasts, Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Then there was always a certain time, the one time longer than the other, between those feasts, many days, where they have sinned, but was right for that people when they came to Jerusalem. Then it would be a people burdened with sin, and that they would look forward, an earnest desire, that they may bring their lamb, and that symbolically that that lamb, of course it did not, pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, but symbolically it pointed to the forgiveness of sins. Do we also come to church? How have we come? On the 3rd of January, the first Lord's Day. Have we come to God's house with sin? Or have we not committed any sin the first days? Have we lived holy, perfectly? Or have there been people that have confessed, oh Lord, now already on the first days of the year, then my sins are manifold, they are great. Lord, then I need the pardoning of my sins. A Joseph and a Mary with Jesus, they have come to the temple for the celebration of the Passover. There was 7 days of unleavened bread. And we read in this chapter, when the days were fulfilled, thus they did not go home early, but they have remained to the end of the feast. Our second thought, Jesus remaining in the temple. Then they have returned. And then at the end of the first day, then Jesus and Mary, Joseph and Mary, they have come to the realization that their boy had not traveled with them. What a shock that was. And maybe there are boys and girls that think, how can that now be? To leave Jerusalem, a busy city, because there were many Passover people that have come to celebrate the Passover, and then to travel a whole day, and that the 12-year-old Jesus was not present. Because children, what would your father now think? If your mother and you had went to Calgary, and that later in the day, your mother would come home, and one of the children would be missing, then I think your father, of course, he must not become angry, but he would be overwhelmed and very concerned. How are we now to understand that we read in this history that Joseph and Mary, that they have traveled the whole day supposing him to be in their midst, as we read in verse 44, but they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance, and when they found him not, than it seemed that many times, that people, when they traveled, that perhaps the men and the women, they traveled separately, and that they supposed, that Joseph supposed that Jesus was with Mary, and Mary supposed the same. But congregation, when we read of these matters, then we may believe that there was more. Mary, we have heard it a few weeks ago, when she was given to visit Elizabeth. Then they have spent 3 months together, a communion with God, and they're out of flowing the communion of the saints, more in heaven than upon earth. And there can be times, not so often, and what a blessed times they are, when God's people may be heavenly minded, and that the earthly things may fall away. Oh, then, when we read of Joseph and Mary, when they went to celebrate the Passover, was it then that they had such a rich time, that they were given to experience special things with the celebration of the Passover, that they were given to speak of the things of the Lord, and that they could entrust everything to the Lord? Can be in the life of the church that it is so good, such living desires and such sweet communion, that they can leave their farm in the hands of the Lord. We have the example of the shepherds, when the angel has come with that precious message, and when the angels have sung that glorious song. It was in the night watches, when the wolves come out of the forest, but then they were so heavenly minded that they could entrust their sheep to the Lord. It is true. Sometimes the Lord, he tries the faith of his people sorely. Then there can be times that there is such a longing and such a desire to go up to the house of the Lord. When there are even concerns on the farm, but that the desire is so strong, and that they may come up to God's house and they may be blessed. But then it can be, and what a trying way that is, when they return to their barn, a dead cow, you may multiply it out. Ah, the church learns that they have earned nothing. And now with Joseph and Mary, then what have they done? Ah, let us say, what a blessing it is when at the end of the day, that in family circles, that there may be spoken about the Lord, about his precious Son. What a blessing it is, may that be in this year, that in our family circles, that you close the day, of course, not always so easy. The father is trucking, then the greater responsibility that falls upon the mother, but that the day is closed with family worship, reading, singing, and prayer, that there may be spoken about the things of the Lord. What a blessing it is when it may be as with a Joseph and with a Mary, that at the end of the day, then to examine whether Jesus is in the midst of the house and in the midst of married life. And when we come to the conclusion that the whole day that the Lord has not been with us, that we become concerned. We read of Joseph and Mary that they supposed that Jesus was in their midst. There is a Christendom in our day and great numbers that suppose that Jesus has come in their heart and in their lives. But if you ask that people what has transpired in their life and how that has taken place, then it is silent. But our chapter, our portion of Scripture, what an instruction for the people of God. How many days, how many months, we shall not extend it, that the child of God supposes that Jesus is in their midst, but that he has withdrawn. Most of the time, that is in a gradual way, but it can be in the life of a child that they know the time and the place where the Lord has withdrawn himself with his loving influence. Of course, when the Lord begins, then he shall never leave and forsake his children. But then we are speaking of the special and loving influence of the Holy Spirit. How many children of God, especially in our day, supposing in their midst, living off of former experiences, and not to experience those special tokens and those special visits. We read thereof in the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1. By night on my bed I sought him, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Thus, that was an exercised soul, not satisfied with what she has experienced and what she has received, what the bridegroom has spoken unto her, because in the former chapters she has spoken of special things. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, then we read of that bride that is laid on the bed of slothfulness, that her husband has come to the hole of the door, she has not opened it, and then he has left. And now, in our text words, what have a Joseph and a Mary done? Oh, a blessed realization, a blessed examination and instruction for the people of God on the beginning of another new year. they supposed that he was in their midst, but he was not present. Then it is fitting, then it is necessary for the child of God to examine the reason. It is true, there are times that the Lord withdraws himself with his loving and special influence to test and to try their faith and to make room for a richer blessing in the life of grace. But most of the time it is that close, that tender life is missing, that they have grieved the Spirit, and therefore he has departed. But now the blessed realization, Joseph and Mary, they have come in a true need. They have come in a great need. How distressed they must have been. And what have they now done? Where have they sought for their boy Jesus? Then we read that they sought for him among their acquaintance. What an instruction for us and our children, for the people of God, when he has withdrawn, then that closest acquaintance is, that is our flesh and our blood, that we seek it in our feelings, in our experiences, but then it is necessary, they cannot be missed, and it is the fruit of the mediatorial work of Jesus Christ, by the work of the Holy Spirit. But with their acquaintances, they have not found Jesus. Then how often it is when that people come in a missing and they realize that tender life, that it is so missing, then they can seek it in the acquaintances of a former sermon, that they look up by renewal, and that they read it by renewal of former sermon, which the Lord has formerly blessed, so unforgettable. But then, how often it is that it is so different, that they do not find Jesus. Then Joseph and Mary, they have sought him among their acquaintances, that they have asked children. Then they have said to that people that traveled with them, have you now seen our Jesus in this day that we have traveled? And then they have not found him. Of course, undoubtedly, many of that people did not know what Jesus looked like. For those troubled souls, then there are not. It is a blessing when they may have acquaintances, people that have been led further in the steps of grace, that can tell what Jesus looks like, that can tell how he has become necessary and precious to their souls, that can give instruction to those souls as a Joseph and a Mary, where Jesus is to be found. They have sought him among their acquaintances, but they found him not. I read of the bride in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, when she has come off of the bed of slothfulness, when she has smelled that myrrh at the hole in the door, that she has went out upon the streets, and she has become so humble, and the need was so great, and the desire so strong, that she has even sought the help of the concerned church, those daughters of Jerusalem. And then the bride is asked, have ye seen him whom my soul loveth? But those daughters of Jerusalem, they had no answer. Oh, it is true, they have asked, what is thy beloved more than other beloveds? Because those daughters of Jerusalem, they also have their beloveds. And oh, then the love of that bride was stirred, that desire was so strong, then she was given to tell those daughters what he looked like, that he was white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s. They sought him among their acquaintances, but they found him not. And what was now necessary, that the church may be given to reflect, that they may be uncovered, that they may see the reason why it is so. And to that end, when they have not found him among the acquaintances, that they have returned to Jerusalem, to the place where they have last seen their little son Jesus. John Bunyan, in his Christian's Progress, in the Pilgrim's Progress, then he has spoken of Christian, that he has had to go up that hill difficulty, and that there was a place where he could rest, and he fell asleep, and he lost his role. That was his comfort. And then he has continued his journey. And then if you have told him that there were lions ahead, and then for his comfort, then he reached for his roll and it was gone. And what has a Christian done? Then he had to go back. Oh, it was with weeping and many tears that he has went back to the place where he has slept. When he has saw that place, he has wept bitter tears. And how glad he was when he was given to find his roll. Thus, what an instruction, what a simple instruction for the church of God. Our third thought, Jesus instructing out of the temple. Let us first sing. Psalter 334. Let us sing 1 and 3. Thy word sheds light upon my path. A shining light it guides my feet. Thy righteous judgments to observe. My solemn vow I now repeat. And what follows? 334. Only 1 and 3. the 12-year Jesus in the temple concerning his father's business. Jesus going to the temple. Jesus remaining in the temple. And now thirdly, Jesus instructing out of the temple. Oh, what a blessing it is when a child of God may be a searching, when they may come to the throne of grace and be given to open the scriptures. And now on the third day we read that Joseph and Mary, that after 3 days, they found him in the temple sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. I read in Psalm 119, verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Oh, what a blessing and what a privilege it is. May that be this year, that there may be fathers and mothers may find their children with the Bible, maybe in a secret place, busy with the things of the Lord, maybe crying unto the Lord. May the Lord grant it by the work of his Holy Spirit. Joseph and Mary, they found Jesus busy with the things of the Lord. He was sitting in the midst of the doctors. We would say doctors of theology. And that he was asking them questions. And they were astonished at his wisdom. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee a sorrowing. Then it is clear that with everything that Mary has experienced in Joseph, that there was still much hidden, that they still had much to learn. Then when his mother has spoken, she has mentioned Joseph first, the head of the household, have sought the sorrowing, was full of emotion. It was of surprise, anguish, and maybe a little reproach. And then Jesus, then he has spoke the blessed words of verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not? What a word for us and our children. What a word for the child of God. With all their riddles, with their perplexities, with their sins, then a child of God is given to learn how ignorant they are in heavenly ways, that they know so little, and then what a blessing it is when they may be instructed, and what an instruction in our text words. How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? Then the 12 years old Jesus, then he was given to speak of a holy must. We read of that must in different places in the scriptures. In Luke 4, verse 43, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. In John 4, verse 4, he must needs go through Samaria. May that be in the year 2021, that there is much work for the Lord to do amongst us and our children. We shall mention one more text in Luke 24, verse 7. On the day of the resurrection, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day arise. This must, which Jesus has spoken of, that has its foundation in the eternal decree of God and the election of the Father and the giving of the Son, and not excluding the work of the Holy Spirit. This divine must, that is based upon the divine attributes of the Lord, of His truth, of His faithfulness, of His power. Wished ye not that I must be about in my Father's business? O congregation, what a word for us and our children on the first Sabbath day of another year. Wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? Oh, in the state of His humiliation, He has finished that Father's business. He has satisfied justice. He has glorified His Father, and in that way, a way has been made that we and our children, that we can be saved. Wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? What is now the Father's business? That is the Christ that He was given to glorify His Father. In the second place, that in the state of His humiliation, that He has merited salvation. In the third place, oh, what a word of instruction. When Jesus, when He was 12 years old, all His whole life, that was to be in His Father's business. But now He sitteth at the right hand of the Father in His Father's business, thus to glorify His Father, to gather a church, and that shall continue till the last day. Wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? Ah, what a word for a people that of many cares, for a people that is burdened with their sins, for a people that have impossibilities, for a people that have many perplexities, oh, perhaps for a people that is given to say, who will show us any good? But what an instruction. Oh, people of God, wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? Wished ye not that at the moment that He is busy concerning His Father's business, oh, and that is to gather His church, to defend His church, and to preserve His church, what a precious instruction for us and our children, what a special instruction for the people of God. Wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? And now we have begun a new year, the first Sabbath day, and how is it now with our business? Are we also active with the Father's business? Last Lord's Day, we have heard the first petition, hallowed be thy name. And this evening, the Lord grants it, The second petition, thy kingdom come. And what are we now busy with? And when we think of these matters, then we do not only think of reading our Bible, good books, praying, speaking together, coming up to God's house, but that is our whole life, for boys and girls, being obedient to father and mother, honoring them, fathers and mothers, family worship, includes our work, wherever we are called to be, that is all part of our religion. Wish ye not that I must be in my Father's business. Oh, that is a word for a people who by the grace of God have become servants and have become a handmaiden. Then it becomes their desire that they may please the Lord, that they may walk in his ways. But then how necessary for those further instructions. Wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business, that Jesus, that he has come, he has perfectly obeyed the law, that is his act of obedience, and that he has paid the price. Wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business, and that for a people that has never sought them, but the Lord has sought them. Congregation, may we be given to meditate and examine ourselves as we stand on the threshold of a new year. In whose business are we active? Oh, who is our Father? We have heard of the address of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, all precious instruction. May it be for encouragement. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me, wished ye not, that I must be about my Father's business? Amen. Let us close. Lord, that is the reason why the earth may still stand. That is the reason, the purpose, why the doors of thy house may still be opened, because of thy dear Son. Wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business, where he has merited salvation, and where he applies the same, where he is still gathering his church. Lord, may it be realized in a rich measure in the year which we have begun, that many among young and old, Lord, we must ask for all, that we may be included in that Father's business. And when we are wrought upon, then we shall be exercised therewith. Lord, remember us in the furtherance of this day. O wilt thou bring us under the means of grace by renewal. In this afternoon hour, remember all the sick and afflicted, and remember all the mourning ones amongst them. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 79, the three stanzas. My God, it was thy grace that did my strength supply. When thou didst hide thy face, sore troubled then was I. To thee I cried, O Lord, to thee I made my supplicating plea. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing, that tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, the Confession of Faith class hopes to meet. And the first wedding announcement of Cody Lane the Cock and Shania Karasinki, lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 79, the three stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.